Hey there, wonderful people, welcome to my channel. After the finishing of Mars Mahadasha, we come to Rahu Mahadasha. Now, in this new energy and everything that's going on in the planet, and everything the you sensitives are picking up, if you're a sensitive, empath and so on, light worker material, and you are running a Rahu Mahadasha, my utter sincere compassion to you, whatever you're going through. Okay, that's number one. Because Rahu Mahadasha is characterized by full-on confusion, full-on OCD, full-on focus. It's the cloud in the crown, you might say, in your crown chakra, in your head. And the reason why Rahu Mahadasha is one of the toughest to handle, and Ketu, Rahu Ketu Mahadashas are similar in their myths and illusions, but one is demystifying you, one is mystifying you beyond comprehension. Rahu Mahadasha is very mystifying because you think you understand something, whereas in actuality you might not be. Now, why do I say that? Okay, because Rahu gives a single-minded focus on something, whereas Ketu goes very broad, Rahu becomes very focused. This is one of the attributes of Rahu. Mahadasha or Antardasha? We'll see the full sequence in a bit. I just wanted to give you a breakdown. First, understand Rahu, what it is, and then you'll understand how it is playing out, isn't it? So, generics you might say, but I want to give you a depth of analysis here. So, Rahu Mahadasha is characterized by your intense focus wherever Rahu is sitting in your chart. That house and that sign factors. For example, Rahu sitting in the 8th house in Gemini might want to make you highly investigative in this Mahadasha. You investigate stuff with your mind. And because it's Gemini, you might want to talk about it a lot. You might want to use your mind about it. Rahu in your 10th house, for example, sitting in Leo, might want to be driven towards leadership. Leo is leadership, isn't it? I want to shine in that area. In the 10th house, it becomes your profession. So these years will seem like you might be driven to accomplish, and Rahu wants to accomplish. Rahu was cheated out of his nectar. That's the mythology. You can look it up. Other channels tell it beautifully. So Rahu is characterized by that, I need this stuff. I am entitled to this stuff. The sense of entitlement is the strongest in Rahu Mahadasha, Antardasha. Okay? Strongest in a person's life. And it's a period of 18 years. 18 years of non-stop obsession, desires, foreign influences, sudden rise, sudden fall, illusions, disruption, fame, unconventional path, and karmic acceleration. Look at that box below. Rahu represents obsession, singular-minded focus. You cannot get more singular-minded than what Rahu has. Trust me, you can't. Not with any other planets. Hunger. Hunger for stuff. Endless hunger. Because Rahu does not have a body, he only has a head. It is characterized by endless eating, like it wants to consume stuff. Because it has not got a stomach, it will never know when it's full, so it keeps on consuming. It's responsible for all innovation, all social media, social visibility, media, mirage. It's a mirage of sorts. Whatever you might portray in the external world, or whenever you look in the mirror, mirror is Rahu. What you see is not what your internal state is, isn't it? Your internal self is what you know yourself to be. But when you look in the mirror, let's say you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you see, my hair is undone and I look like tired or whatever. That's the mirror showing you the external face, not the internal self. This is the distinction between Rahu and Guru, for example. Non-traditional mastery. So you'll go everything against the grain of social acceptability. Rahu will do this 100%. Okay? Whatever the mainstream is saying, whatever your parents and siblings are saying, whatever your bosses are telling, because we talked about this in Rahu Mahadasha podcast, isn't it? Mahadasha itself is one thing, but now we are going Antardasha. We are doing a micro deep dive. So this will bring about that acute focus. And how do you discover that focus? You first focus on the karakas coming to Antardasha. So Rahu it begins 32 months, then followed by Rahu Jupiter 30 months, followed by Rahu Saturn 36 months, Rahu Mercury 24 months, 2 years, it's a lot. Rahu Ketu 17 months, Rahu Venus 38 months, Rahu Sun 10 months, Rahu Moon 21 months, and Rahu Mars 17 months. This is the standard Vimshottari Mahadasha cycle. If you don't know what that is, you can go and read up my entire Vedic audio, Vedic astrology audio playbook, audiobook. I keep telling playbook for some reason, okay. You can look that up and you can study it yourself. Basic introduction is all there, okay. So, Rahu characterizes a singular mind, a singular focus, but creates illusions around all that. As in, you might say from a soul perspective, Rahu is creating a path for you to first understand illusions properly and then to break out of them. Rahu creates awareness or awakening, you might say, of breaking out of your own mental constructs, illusions, belief systems and so on. In your own way, with your own chart, wherever Rahu is placed, in the house, in the sign, and whatever is aspecting. Be careful about that. It will activate the 5th and the 9th from Rahu also, wherever it is sitting in your chart. Those houses, those planets, and that energy. That was a mouthful. Now let's get into details. Rahu Antardasha for a period of 32 months, more than a year. I don't know how much it is. I'm not doing the math right now, but how many years this is? 24 is 2 years. 32, I don't know how much. Core blend is illusive ether, confusion in the crown. So when you enter Rahu Mahadasha, you feel like the closest feeling I can tell from my own Rahu Mahadasha. I was just a poor 10-year-old. From 10 to 28, I went through this. My goodness, the amount of headlessness, the amount of obsessive desires in that period is crazy. Peak obsession, massive desire activation, whirlwind change, powerful karmic projection. It's a mental mirage projection. Rahu in Vedic astrology is something similar to Uranus in Western astrology. Just saying. Both of them create acute focus and they are unstable. Psychological field becomes unstable focus, craving for fame or success, restlessness, anxiety, compulsive thinking like OCD, unconventional curiosity, inflated ambition. I just spoke of all of this briefly. Karmic function becomes shadow desires. Your shadow self is Rahu Ketu. Addictions, foreign life karmas, fame illusions, ego distortions, unprocessed cravings rise fully for cleansing. So after you go out of this period, you will start discovering what the headlessness was about, okay? This is good news there, if you want to call it that. Outer life events, sudden rise or sudden fall, viral visibility, unexpected travel, scandals, radical life shifts, foreign travels and associations with foreign people, chaotic opportunities. See, these are not very grounded, isn't it? In the Rahu Jupiter Antardasha for a period of 30 months. This is illusion meets wisdom. So these are contradictory energies. As you can see, Jupiter is the true wisdom. Rahu creates the illusion of that. Find out the distance between Rahu and Jupiter. If Jupiter is aspecting the Rahu, kind of better. The 5th or 9th aspect. Or if it's conjunct, it becomes a little dangerous, like fake gurus. Desire meets dharma, confusion meets clarity, ambition filtered through ethics. The psychological field being improved judgment, little more maturity in emotions, optimism mixed with anxiety, need for guidance, shift towards meaningful goals. The ideal thing for you to do in this dasha would be seek a proper guru. Don't go after that guru which your mind tells. See, the reason why Rahu is difficult for all of us humans to handle, it's because it's directly affecting your mind. Imagine me telling you for 18 years, forget about what goes in your mind. You can't. We can't. Let's be practical. So chaos is happening in your mind, which you need to function daily. Imagine that. Guru karma activates, truth versus illusion becomes clear. Past life spiritual teachers or children related karmas, because Guru is a karaka, spiritual teachers and children. And dharma stabilizes the Rahu's caste, can be a little stabilizing. Outer life events can be characterized by marriage, childbirth, career expansion, foreign travel, spiritual learning, mentorship, coming across fake gurus, I might add that, ethical correction after excessive Rahu period, followed by Rahu Saturn Antardasha for a period of 36 months, is 3 years. This will kind of slow you down. Saturn is restriction, Saturn is slowness, karmic pressure, delays, responsibility, reality checks. No one can give you reality checks in this world faster than Saturn. Like, slow down, get away your headlessness kind of. Saturn will say that. Collapse of fantasies, inner heaviness, fear of failure, discipline forced through circumstances, anxiety, overstability, withdrawal from reckless behavior. That's what this period will stabilize a little. Debts, responsibilities, long-standing karmic burdens, authority karmas, past life mistakes surface. Illusions are stripped away. Outer life may appear as career restructuring, slowed progress, because Saturn is a karaka of work, career restructuring may happen. Legal obstacles, financial discipline, punishment for past shortcuts, correction through effort. Now all of this depends upon where your house placement is, okay? Don't just say it'll happen and it'll happen. House placement, sign placement, so many other things. If you need a reading, I'm always here to help. Next comes Rahu Mercury, 24 months, 2 years. Clever communication. Mercury is a prince, so it become all about marketing, innovation, mental overstimulation, intellectual ambition, fast thinking, anxiety, multitasking, intellectual curiosity, communication driven obsession, desire for novelty, desire for presence. Rahu Mercury will say, listen to my voice, I am the boss, I know what I am talking about. You see, they become very arrogant. Speech based karmas activate, gossip, manipulation, deception. Mercury as it is loves gossip, and you can get your Mercury really weak if you are constantly gossiping about anyone, talking ill about people or other souls. Trade, communication, sibling or education related karmas unfold. Outer life events may be media work, marketing success, travel, contracts, writing, business deals, technology breakthroughs, subtle disputes and nervous tension. Now if Mercury is something like your Amartya Karaka and you are running Rahu Mahadasha, just came to me, if that's a combination, you might be into software industry and you might progress a lot. Remember, Rahu gives a lot of material progress, it's a Bhoga Karaka. Rahu Ketu Antardasha. Now just like Ketu, Rahu was tough in the Ketu Mahadasha, this is also tough, 17 months, 1 year plus. 1 year, 5 months. Karmic polarity activation, sudden detachment after obsession. Rahu Ketu, remember, both are very abrupt, very sudden in their appearance in your life. Sudden events characterize both these Mahadashas. You can't control these things. No one can, unless you're a yogi of some sort. Abrupt resets can happen. Confusion, exhaustion, withdrawal, spiritual insight, emotional collapse of false identities, desire fatigue. Everybody seems to be having that these days. Too much of desires thrown into human faces on social media and marketing. Access karma activates, the word Rahu Ketu access activates, unresolved past life cycles close, drastic karmic endings occur, illusions shatter through spiritual truth. Breakups, job quits, relocation, health crisis of sorts, sudden losses, sudden gains, mystical events, unexpected liberation, foreign returns or departures. Next, followed by Rahu Venus. Now here you will be obsessed about wealth, isn't it? Or spouses. All the karakas of Venus will activate as obsessions. Glamour, attraction, fame, relationships, sensuality, love obsession, material search. Strong romantic pull, aesthetic hunger, fame or desire, indulgence, magnetic personality. You'll sit and decorate yourself in front of the mirror for endless hours. Trust me, Rav Venus, you will do that. Everything about appearance. Karmic romantic patterns return. Temptation karmas activate. Self-worth issues surface. Rahu Venus, Maya in luxury and love is exposed. Outer life events may be public relationships, media, fame, financial ups and downs. All karakas of Venus. Beauty focused pursuits, like I said, spending endless amount of time decorating yourself in front of a mirror. I needed some coffee there. Luxury spending, romantic, you know, partners coming and going. It'll come and go very fast. Rahu, anything comes and goes very fast. That's why the whole period of 18 years feel like a whirlwind. Rahu Sun Antardasha for a period of 10 months. Ego inflation, identity instability, recognition obsession, risky leadership impulses. Sun is leader. One is the king of light, one is the king of darkness. Now you're in the king of darkness period. Heightened pride, need for attention, sensitivity to criticism, impulsive decisions, inflated confidence. Father-related karma, Sun. Authority-related karma, Sun. Bosses, you might have fight with the bosses. You might think you are wiser than the boss. Rahu, right? Pride illusion, ego shadow, misuse of power, surface for correction, identity distortions, burnout, clashes with authority. Yes, certainly. Sudden fame or downfall, political entanglements, leadership opportunities and scandals. Rahu loves a scandal. It's very scandalous. It doesn't want to do anything mainstream. Comes moon after this for a period of 21 months, almost close to 2 years. Now the karma with mother, homeland. Or foreign lands, because moon is karaka for homeland and mother, isn't it? For all the emotion, careful in this, please, people. If you're going through this, your emotional body is in turmoil, emotional instability, fantasy, psychological turbulence, intuitive spikes, mood swings, overthinking, attachment anxiety, vivid imagination, emotional confusion, psychic impressions. See how tough that can be. Seriously, how tough can that be? Can you get any worse? Mother-related karma, childhood memory patterns, emotional illusions, dependencies, karmas emerge. Moon can get very clingy. Subconscious cleansing becomes necessary. Home changes, family issues, sudden emotional events, public exposure, relationship volatility, psychological healing, and relocations. After this headlessness follows the last one. Rahu Mars and Tardasha just can get violent. These two are badass. Okay? Both are malefics. In any Mahadasha and Tardasha, if you have both the malefics, go do some mantras, go do some yoga, go do some sadhana of some sort. Get your life in check. Don't get carried away by whatever appears in your mind. Just my sincere advice from somebody who's been there, done that. Explosive ambition, risky action, conflict, impatience and aggressive desire, reactive mind, high competitiveness, impulsiveness, anger triggers, thrill seeking. Boy, I remember that in my period. Desire to dominate. Karmic function is warrior karmas, anger karmas, conflict karmas, property disputes, Mars karakas. Ego driven actions for return and purification. Outer life events appear as accidents, legal conflicts, property battles, sudden job shifts, competition, police or military involvement, major breakthrough through force. Before I end this, just want to have a quick thing about the ending of any malefic Mahadasha Antardasha. Okay, ending is the last one. I'll cover more of this in the other ones as well. But in Rahu Mars Antardasha, as you are closing in the Rahu Mahadasha, towards the end, usually you get into some kind of an accident. It may be a small or a big or some minor injury or some major injury. So please, please, please watch out for yourself. If you are closing the Rahu Mars Antardasha, it will provide you some kind of an injury before the Jupiter kicks in. You will be knowing that. If you have especially read all this stuff, listening to all my stuff, and then you come across that Rahu Mars last period, there will be one kind of an accident, major, minor, it depends on a lot of things. And then you know Jupiter is kicking in. Jupiter will come in. In a similar way, it happens with other malefic Mahadashas also. Before it leaves, it provides you a little bit of focused amount of dirt, if you want to call it that, focused amount of bad stuff, and then leaves permanently. Okay? I will see you in the next. This went on longer, almost for 20 minutes. I'll see you in the next. Take care. Be safe.